Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
On this episode of In the Country is Ontario singer-songwriter Chase Stevens, and he's just returned from Nashville where he did some songwriting, actually took part in a very special event down there with some other Canadians, and he's also got some demos on the show to share with us, so we'll hear some songs that he's written that has been produced at a demo studio out of Nashville. My pleasure now to welcome to the show Chase Stevens. Hey, Chase.
How are you doing, Dave? Great talking to you.
Hey, great to have you here as well. We've known each other for quite a while through different events and ran into each other at a few of them.
Yes, we have. Yeah, it's nice to have this opportunity to sit down and have a good long chat with you.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll get to those songs shortly, but let's talk about your influences. I know that I guess you listened to your sister, your two older sisters' records. Some of the people you were influenced by, singer-songwriters from the 1970s.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. People like, you know, Jim Croce, Harry Chapin, Neil Diamond, you know, that whole genre of singer-songwriters, that was my first initial influence in getting into music, for sure.
And those times and those singers, it was really all about the song, wasn't it? The song and the vocal, and you really knew what the lyrics were telling you, and really special songs back then.
They sure were, and, you know, the lyrics were such a key component. So when I sat down and started to write songs for the first time, there was a big focus with the lyrics. And that is certainly one of the things that really drew me to country music, is the lyric writing in country is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's all about the lyric, and you can't really get away with too much repetition or stuff that doesn't make sense. It really is all about the lyrics. Chase, when did you first start writing songs? Can you take us back to that time and how it was for you, those first few songs you wrote?
Yeah, you know, I was in my early teens just learning how to play guitar and became fascinated with the whole idea of making up my own songs. So, you know, that sort of stumbling through process and just trying to, you know, emulate other artists, what they were doing out there, and trying to learn that craft of songwriting. And it's funny because here I am so many years later, and I've really come to understand, since I started getting involved with the folks down in Nashville, of what a craft it really is and what a process that they bring to the table when they are writing songs. So it's not just this sudden burst of inspiration and the song just flows out of you. You know, as they say down there, great songs aren't written, they are rewritten, because they'll go through rewrites and rewrites, and every line has to count.
It's so true, and it's like you say, it doesn't just fall out of the sky and it's written. There's a lot of rewriting involved. You've got to be critical about it and subjective and take some time and back away from it to make sure it's really good. Can you specify sort of over the years what gave you the most growth in your songwriting? Was it joining up with the NSAI, working with other writers?
Without question, joining NSAI. For those that don't know what that is, that's the Nashville Songwriting Association, based out of Nashville. They also have a chapter here in Toronto and a few others around Southern Ontario as well. It is a absolutely fabulous group. And, you know, I would say anybody who writes songs at whatever level you are writing should be a member of NSAI. There's a lot of camaraderie. It's such a nurturing environment to be in, and you're around like-minded people. Once I got involved with them and you send songs down to be evaluated and critiqued, and you realize how high the bar really is, and what you have to put into it. They don't let you get away with anything. If there's a line or a few words that are really weak, they'll point those out to you and say, you know, I think this can be stronger. So it really forces you to up your skill level, for sure.
And I'm sure, and I know from experience, it's pretty hard, especially at first, but it probably never gets any easier to hear a song that you've written and one that you've rewritten and believe in, hear it getting critiqued. So can you tell us about that and what it's like and sort of how you have to deal with the constructive criticism?
Yeah, that's kind of a funny thing for me. The first time I went down to Nashville, which was only about 3 years ago, and started going through that evaluating and critiquing process, and I walked away from that, you know, really feeling kind of two things. One hand, you know, you realize that it's a very daunting task, and, you know, you're a little bit disappointed to hear somebody, you know, critique your work so harshly. On the other hand, it's very inspirational because you realize that, you know, there is a methodology, there is a process, and it's a skill you have to develop. So you can't walk away from that feeling dejected. You have to use that as fuel to just really push yourself forward harder and harder. So it's a positive thing, really.
For sure, yeah. You can learn a lot from the critiques and the feedback. Do you have a regular way of getting song ideas, Chase? Is there a certain time of day or a certain location? Where would you say you get your best ideas from?
Most of my songs, what I typically do is sit down and I'll be playing guitar and, you know, working on a chord progression or, you know, a riff of some sort that will just sort of develop into a bit of a melody. And, you know, sometimes, to be honest with you, I have something that I'm trying to say at the outset. Sometimes I don't. And ideas, you know, just pop into my head. And then you have to develop them from there and, you know, see where it goes. And I've worked on, you know, since I've been back to Nashville, I've been working on three new tunes. And one of them that is almost completed wrote itself really, really quickly. And I absolutely love the way the song has worked out. So it's, you know, it's never the same twice. It's always something different when you're sitting down to write songs, that's for sure.
And that's what keeps it interesting, doesn't it? Because you really never know where that next idea is going to come from.
Absolutely, yeah. And you find a lot of writers, they will have little notebooks. If somebody says something that sounds like an interesting song title, they will jot that
right
down. So, and that's one of the key things, too, is to make sure you record any little idea that you have. Any idea for a song title, you may not use it initially, but at some point down the road when you're sitting down perhaps with other writers, you know, you may pull that out and, you know, you never know what sort of song is going to come out of it.
That's good advice because ideas do come to writers, and if you don't take that time to write it down, record the melody, if that's what it is, chances are by the next day you're going to forget it and lose a lot of gems along the way. Let's turn to one of your songs now, Chase, and we've got a couple of them to share, but the first one is Want to Get Lost With You. Now, talk to us about the inspiration behind the song, a bit about the writing, and also the demo process that went into this one.
Mm-hmm. That was a song that was demoed down in Nashville, and on this I used a singer down in Nashville, because these are songs that I want to pitch to publishers down there. So I wanted to use somebody that had a real, you know, genuine Nashville sound, so I used a guy named Mike Willis to do the vocals on these two tunes we're going to hear tonight. It's a song
right
that I wrote early in the summer, and it's just one of those beautiful summer days and feeling very upbeat about the summer and so on. And actually some neighbors of mine have a porch that we sit on quite often and, you know, have a glass of wine or just enjoy, you know, a part of the Sunday afternoon. And that really formed a bit of a visual in the back of my mind, their porch. So it became a bit of this backdrop for this song while I was writing it.
And you're obviously happy with the production of the demo.
I am very happy with it. It was a great process. The players down there are amazing to work with. They're so good. They're so fast. And, there are places where they put little fills in that you just sound perfect, and it's amazing how they can do that so quickly.
Now, of course, this, as you talked about, a song you're going to pitch to other artists. Can you sort of take us in your mind as far as when you were writing it, did you have an artist in mind? And now that it's done, who do you think might be a good fit for this, if there's a specific artist or two?
You know, usually I don't have a specific artist in mind when I'm writing. I think I generally write for myself for the most part. But with this particular one, I really did. I was sort of thinking of somebody along the lines of a Keith Urban, something in that new country, something with a, you know, good driving beat behind it. So, that was one of the exceptions that I did have somebody in mind.
Awesome. Well, let's share it now, a song written by Chase Stevens and demoed with a demo singer down in Nashville. It's called Want to Get Lost With You here on In the Country.
I was looking at a blue sky with a big sun, zero chance of rain. I was sitting with a good book and a cold beer. It was a kickback kind of day. I had no intention of leaving my front porch. Till you walked up wearing no sneakers, a t-shirt and a blue jean short. I wanna get lost with you. talking about a drive out to the country, yeah, to find a cornfield mate. I'm thinking something closer, something sooner. Yeah, I think you know the place. As soon as I saw you, I knew my plans were done. I love the way you turn my day around. It's gonna be a lot more fun. I wanna get lost with you. Somewhere we'll never be found. Yeah, yeah.
That is a song written by my guest, Chase Stevens, performed by a Nashville demo singer and demoed up there. It's called Wanna Get Lost With You here on In the Country. And Chase, I definitely hear that Keith Urban vibe going on there. Sounds great.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much, Dave. At some point in time, I want to do my own vocals on these songs, and I'll end up releasing them as an EP or an album as well.
Oh, excellent idea. I like that. I like the hook on it, Wanna Get Lost, hanging around, so they're not actually going anywhere to get lost. They're just doing it just around home.
You got it. That's exactly it.
Very cool. I like that song a lot. Let's talk, Chase, about your recent trip to Nashville and how Canadians were involved in this songwriting evening.
It was a fabulous event. It first started last year. There was a couple named Terry and Wanda who lived down in Nashville. And they host songwriting nights at their home two or three times a month. And at the end of October last year, they had one. They decided to make it all Canadian songwriters. So they had some amazing writers, Victoria Banks, Patricia Conroy, Carolyn Don Johnson was there. Michelle Wright showed up as well. And it was just a really fun evening and a great opportunity to play with songwriters who've had number one hit songs. And so Terry and Wanda decided to do it again this year and make it a fundraiser for the Toronto chapter of NSAI. So it's become a really, really important event for us up here.
What a great idea and a great thought behind it. So you had a chance to perform some of your songs at the event?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And this year there was Lisa Brokoff and her husband Paul Jefferson. They were featured there as well, so... And a lot of people, I think there's about seven or eight of us from the Toronto area that made our way down to Nashville to perform in the event, as well as Canadian songwriters who are based in Nashville now who came out and played. So altogether, I guess there's about 16 or 17 of us that played throughout the evening. And it's just amazing how Terry and Wanda have this set up in their home. They have a sound system in their dining room, and they have the chairs set up in like a family room that's off of the kitchen. So it's just a big open concept, and people show up and bring dishes and, bring beverages and so on, and it's just a very casual night of great music.
Nice. You must feel pretty inspired after an evening like that to share your music, hear their music, of course, hear the stories behind the songs. You must leave there feeling pretty creative.
Absolutely. I find that. And just going down to Nashville in general, every time I go down and come back, I feel so inspired and so, you know, boosted up. Because, you know, that whole city, it just filled with so much music. And there's so many good songwriters down there and so many good players and singers. So you can't help but walk away and feel really, really inspired. It's a fabulous town.
I was interested to read in your bio, Chase, about the time you went to L.A. and you were pursuing a record deal. That didn't happen. And you kind of gave up music for a while.
I did, for a long time. I had recorded, I guess it was a 6-song mini album, and wanted to shop it around. So I made some appointments down in Los Angeles to, you know, shop it around down there. And that didn't work out. And, at the time I was also playing in bars, doing a lot of covers, and I was getting tired of doing that part of it. For me, the writing was always the key thing. So I just moved into another direction for a long time, opened up an art gallery, and was in the art business for a long time. And it was only, about 5 years ago that I started to get back into music. And in the last 3 years, getting back into it in a really big way.
What's it like when you share a song for the first time? So it's you and your guitar, and you're at one of these venues where you can do that. What's it like when you're first performing it, and how do you feel?
It can be a very scary thing for me, to be honest with you. I find any time that I play a song for the first time, whether it's in a really intimate sort of situation or in a larger sort of venue,
right.
I do find that a scary thing.
Let's talk about another song we're going to share on the show. The song is called Tossing and Turning Memory.
Well, one of the things when I wrote this song, I really didn't have an idea of what I wanted to write about that day. And so that is one of those songs that just kind of came to me out of the blue. I think it was the first couple of lines that were the first to come into my head. And I just kind of liked how those sounded. And then there's a line in there of counting stars at night like we used to count ceiling, or at least counting holes in the ceiling like we used to count stars at night. That was one of the first lines that came out of that song as well. So that kind of led me down a certain direction with that tune. And when I was just down in Nashville recently, I had the opportunity to sit down with a pro writer down there, and we talked about a few of my songs and played him a few of them. And this particular song he really liked. He thought it was a really good song and thinks that it's something that could get cut. So, we'll see what happens when I start shopping that one around.
Let's show the song now. This is Chase Stevens, a song that he wrote. It's called Tossing and Turning Memory on In the Country.
I'm camped out in this broken down hotel, light years away, I'm doing well. Never thought I'd feel so far from you. Counting holes in the ceiling tiles like we used to count the stars at night when we sat on the beach till the sky turned blue. Chasing dreams, making wishes, filling our nights with passion and kissing. And honey, sailing along like a summer breeze. I hope you're laying there second guessing, missing what I'm missing, and thinking our love should never be a toss and turn memory. Half-drawn curtain I can see neon signs flashing vacancy. The streets are about as empty as I feel. I know this world keeps turning and I'm getting nowhere. Stuck on your goodbye, now my life hangs in mid-air. Honey, I can't find the reason we never
That's a song written by my guest, Chase Stevens. It's called Tossing and Turning Memory. Again, a great demo and killer song. I love the lyrics in it, and from a production standpoint, I mean, great production, and the vocals are right up front.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Now, give us an idea on that one. Did you have an idea as you were writing that one or after the fact now who that might be a good pitch for?
No, I didn't. I didn't at the time. And to be honest with you, I don't really know at this point who specifically I could see singing that song. So, you know, I just, you know, I'm going to pitch it with just sort of in general without a certain artist in mind.
Now, from a singing standpoint yourself, Chase, from the country world, is there a female singer out there you could see yourself doing a duet with that you'd like to do one with?
Oh, yeah. Carrie Underwood certainly popped into mind instantly. I love what all of her CDs. I think they're just incredible, and you know, she chooses amazing songs to put on her CDs. So I love her stuff.
Now, whereabouts around the Toronto area do you perform, so that our listeners can head out and check out your music?
Well, the NSAI Toronto chapter, we do once a month. We have Writers' Night out in at the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville, fabulous venue for original music. So you know, I'm out there from time to time, and there's a few other places around town. I'm just trying to think of some of those right now. A few open mics that I show up at too, just to test out material. You know, a place called Naughty Mads in Mississauga. I was just there recently
right.
as well, trying out a few new tunes. So I'm always keeping my eye open for places that really feature original music that I can get out to and play a few tunes.
Chase, I want to thank you so much for being part of the show. It's great to have you finally on and to, of course, share these demos of yours. I wish you the best of luck. They both sound really good, and I know you got some great things ahead for you.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me on. It's been great chatting with you. And I'd just like to say, anybody that writes songs, you know, they should get in touch with NSAI and join that organization and become one of our group. I think they would really enjoy it.
That's great advice, and they can head online and search out the NSAI and the various Toronto chapters. My guest today has been Ontario singer-songwriter Chase Stevens. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.